looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Great to have Freshwater Farm on board with GB on GB. And of course, some of you have probably already returned to the cinema since we came out of lockdown, and others are more than happy to binge on your favourite shows on the small screen. I mean, the choices are just incredible. I want to bring in our TV and film guru, the legendary Graham Blundell. GB, welcome back to GB, mate.
Thank you, Jim.
Let's start with this big British series on Foxtel you like, the North Water. What's it about?
This is an extraordinary series. It's pretty confronting in a lot of ways, and I've written about this for the paper tomorrow. And it's both vastly entertaining and wonderfully cinematic, but it's also the bleakest look at the dark side of man that you could imagine. It's set in both the industrial city of Hull and the frigid waters of the Arctic in the late 1850s, and it's about a doomed whaling mission and a disgraced army surgeon who signs on as the ship's doctor on a ship called the Volunteer, with a murderous psychopath capable of unsettling animal savagery. And he's played by an unrecognisable Colin Farrell, who's just terrific in a very dark role. And the whole series was filmed largely on the ice of the Arctic, and the show's full of violent, visceral moments and a mesmerising energy. It's unlike anything that we've seen on TV before, and it's a bit sort of emotionally wearing, it's ultimately rewarding. It's really worth watching.
Okay, well, we'll have to put that on the menu, and also we can read more about that in your column tomorrow in The Australian. Now, you're pretty excited, I reckon, about the return of Succession.
Oh, yes, I think, well, we all are. I mean, it's certainly the most talked about show on television at the moment. And if people have never seen it, it's a timely morality tale, really. And it stars Brian Cox as a King Lear type guy called Logan Roy, who's thrice married, unflappable, and he's a media mogul who, after two seasons of this show, is still looking to give away his kingdom. But after a near-death experience, he decided to take it all back. Or did he? And this decision puts a whole series of toxic conflicts in motion amongst his spoilt and ruthless children, delaying plans to turn over his empire to any of them. And Jesse Armstrong, the creator and writer, keeps refuting claims the series is based on the Murdochs, drawing inspiration from, amongst others, the press baron Robert Maxwell, the American publisher William Randolph Hearst, and, of course, the extended Trump family. And it's interesting. Now, the new season sees the Gordon Gekko-like Kendall, the older son, who's now in charge, but, of course, he's not really in charge. And the series is, again, irresistible viewing. The ruthless goings-on between the siblings possesses a very funny, satirical comic dimension. It's a very funny show, but also it's the most despicable bunch of characters you could ever imagine.
Ah, very good. You have a good weekend, GB.
Thank you, mate.
That's our TV and film guru, Graham Blundell.